Let's sit and meditate for a few minutes. Anam Pavana Satnoina. Close your eyes and watch your breath. Feel the breath as it goes into the body. Notice where you feel it. It may not be where you feel it or you expect to feel it. Wherever you feel the sensations that tell you that now the breath is coming in, now the breath is going out, stay with those sensations. Don't let yourself get knocked off. As the Buddha taught his son when he first taught him meditation, make your mind like earth. Pleasant things, unpleasant things get thrown on the earth, but the earth doesn't get excited by the pleasant things, doesn't get disgusted by the unpleasant things. In the same way, when things happen in your mind, you have to be able to understand them. Because as the Buddha said, the reason we suffer is because of our lack of skill in the mind. So you want to understand your mind, you want to observe the mind, and to observe the mind, both when it's being skillful and when it's not being skillful, you can't let it get knocked around by those things. In other words, when the mind is in good shape and you get excited about it, you're not really seeing what's going on. When it's in bad shape and you get depressed, you're not seeing it. You're just going along with it. You want to be able to step back from it for a bit and see what's going on. When the mind is in a bad mood, why is it in a bad mood? When things are going well, why are they going well? When you know why they're going well, then you can maintain those causes. When you see the things that knock the mind off course and put it in a bad mood, you can learn how to counteract those because you've seen clearly, because you were not shaken around by the fact that the mind was in a good or bad shape. This principle of being solid and secure is an important part of the practice because there's so many influences in the world. In terms of material gain, in terms of status, in terms of praise, in terms of pleasures, they can pull people away from what they know is really right. You want to have a strong sense of the rightness of your actions. It's reflected in the fact that the word sila, which we translate as virtue or the precepts, is related to the word sela, which means rock. You want your virtue to be as solid as a rock because the forces of the world are really strong. You want to be able to resist them. Because what kind of attitudes are really reliable in the world? Something they say is good today, they say is bad tomorrow, and they're back good again the day after. You can't really trust the opinions of the world. You've got the example of the Buddha, you've got the example of the noble disciples that show that there is a path of right and wrong. The path of right is totally harmless, something that you can maintain as you lift the quality of your mind to be worthy of the path. That includes this quality of solidity. Now, it doesn't mean you're unfeeling or you're just passive, but it does mean that you're not reactive. You're actually more proactive in doing what's good, maintaining the strength of wherever you stand. You need to stand on something that's solid and reliable if your actions in the world are going to have a good effect. So develop this quality of being solid inside. Like a rock inside. The Buddha said that of the qualities that led to his awakening, one was being resolute. When you know something is good, hold on to what's good. When you know something's bad, let go of what's bad. As you hold on to what's good, then the mind has a solid place where it can stand. And the ways of the world will flow past, but you don't get caught up in the flood. You've got your island here in the middle of the flood where you're safe. That's how we can live in this world and not get misdirected by the world, not get harmed by the world, by having something solid that we've developed inside.